Tom here with you this morning, and it's time now to catch up with Scott Chatwin from Asphalt Recyclers Australia. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Scott. Very well indeed. And now, Scott, you must be looking forward to some of the finer weather this week to get some asphalt laid around the place.
Yeah, it's been a pretty wet month for us, Tom, and lots of washouts in driveways. So, yeah, we had lots of inquiries about getting that fixed up. So it's looking forward to some dry weather, that's for sure, so we can get some jobs done.
Yes, no, and I can imagine the calls would be coming in thick and fast from a road washout point of view, because I think everyone's in that boat where the road's either washed away or it's getting too boggy. We've heard a lot of stories about people getting stuck in their driveways, not being able to get out for a little bit until they can get the road patched.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. If you drive around a lot of areas, you'll see the roads of the driveways have washed down onto roads, and creating some problems for people. So had a lot of inquiries about getting that fixed, and it's a permanent fix. So if people are having issues with their driveways, then give us a call. We can come around and give us a free quote and fix that problem once and for all, because it can be a constant maintenance if you don't get it done. So, yeah, certainly a lot of rain out there at the moment.
So how does the asphalt hold up then when you lay that down in the event we've got a lot of water around like there is at the moment where it would traditionally wash that gravel out? How does the asphalt hold up in those situations?
It holds up very well, Tom. It can if you've got a really a big downpour and you've got what we call a valley line, if it's laid fresh, it can wash out a little bit. But given time and traffic, it holds up very well. It's the recycled asphalt's actually a water resistant product, so it does repel the water very well, and it binds up well enough to hold together better than gravel or limestone or anything like that. So once it's done correctly, which we do, then and compact it and make sure the job's done right, then it stays there forever, Tom. It's like a permanent seal. So if people have had enough of repairing their driveways and constantly putting gravel in or road base in, then this is the answer for them to fix that problem once and for all. And it's a great product for fixing those issues up.
I like the distinction you made there in terms of making sure it's laid properly, because I'm imagining that people can go and buy a few truckloads of this and just dump it and chuck it down there, but if it's not laid down properly, if they don't know all the ins and outs of how to compact it and get it laid on the right angles and at the right thicknesses and all of those sorts of things, then they'll end up just having a very traditional problem when it rains again. It'll just wash out again.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. It's doing it once and doing it properly. If you don't lay it thick enough, it can want to fall apart. And when people roll it, it tends to want to blow out, what we call blow out. And if it's not rolled, and we put a multi-tied roll on the end of it when we're finished, and if it's not done correctly, then you're not going to get the desired result from the product. So, yeah, very important to lay it thick. And use the right compaction on the job, and make sure we spend a lot of time on rolling to make sure that we get the compaction that we need. Otherwise, it's going to be kind of a waste of money for people if it's not done correctly. So, a lot of time and is spent getting that right. And there is people out there that aren't doing that. And I have had a look at a couple of jobs lately where people haven't done that properly. And the clients hasn't got the value for money, so to speak. So the cheaper the quote, it's not always the best quote. So just people need to be mindful of that out there, that if you get what you pay for, so to speak. So very important to do it properly.
Yep, no, good distinctions to make. And look, you've got two road crews on the go, so travelling around in the respective areas. What's the sort of itinerary look like in terms of where they're going to be?
We're off to Esperance next week, so we've got three good sized jobs in Esperance to do next week, so we've got a couple of weeks work down there. We've just finished up at Moora again, doing another couple of jobs up there. We've Mark's off to Northam tomorrow, so if anyone's in the Northam area, York, 2J area, would like a free quote, then we'll need to get hold of Mark or myself, and we'll come around and give you a free quote.
Okay, yep, that's the key thing. And listeners, it's really good to take advantage of these opportunities of when the guys are travelling around your respective areas. It is not that difficult to get the free quote. And yeah, much better if they can come out and actually have a look at the job to make sure that quote's going to be accurate. So if you could just give us a phone number, Scott, that would be great.
Yeah, so if you wanted to wanted a free quote, take advantage of Mark being around tomorrow. His number's 0404-321-710, or you can give myself a call on 0417-910-168. And obviously, we're happy to travel. We generally, if it's a fair distance for us to travel, if clients can give us a budget, sort of an estimated square meters, then we can give you a budget price. And if you're happy with that price, then we're more than happy to make the trip out to firm up that quote. So yeah, if you give either Mark or myself a call, then we'd be more than happy to assist you in fixing up your driveways or roadways.
Too good, Scott. All right, great to catch up with you again this morning. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Tom. Thank you.